Hey there, folks. Chris McLean back again, and we've got a double header on the show today. I've got Franbo and Reinhardt here from agency Rocket Fuel. They're a consulting agency that helps other businesses build systems with optimized processes, streamlined automations, and an empowered team. Always love it when we get a bit of a three-way on the show. It's always something a bit different. Thanks for popping, both of you popping in from the Philippines today. Thanks for joining me, guys.
Got it, Chris, and super glad to be here.
Same here. My pleasure. My pleasure. Thanks for jumping on. So we always like to start at the start. So how did Agency Rocket Fuel come about? Were you guys friends? Did you meet randomly? Was this a random occurrence, or how did the agency come to be in existence as it is today?
Yeah, kind of like a Genesis story, right? So Radar and myself, we met back in university. We both studied engineering, and you know, we kind of connected there. Agency Rocket Fuel was a business that we both started about a year and a half ago. But like before that, when we met back in college, like, we were both freelancers. Radar started that freelancing career first, worked in Facebook ads and a lot of that stuff. And I was also kind of like doing virtual assistant stuff. And then we eventually started our own different agencies, right? So Radar kind of created his own Facebook ads agency. I created like a VA, virtual assistant agency, where I helped other people, you know, staff people into their business. Fast forward, it's like we were, you know, you're thinking, hey, maybe we can partner up, right? So we partnered up, we kind of merged our agencies together. Rearance agency kind of, you know, took our agency in-house. We started in real estate, you know, we didn't really get a lot of success there. And then we realized, you know what, Rainer, your agency has been super successful. How about we teach some of the systems that you've implemented in Augment Digital, right? That's the advertising agency, and kind of teach that to other agency owners, right? So eventually that's how Agency Rocket Fuel came to be. It used to be just us teaching agencies, right, how to build the right systems and build the right team, but it has kind of progressed to us actually doing it with them. So there's like a done for you element there where it's like, okay, you build systems and all that. So yeah, man, I mean, that's kind of like how, really short story of everything, right?
Yeah. So precursor to that, were you friends before that? Were you randomly met on Facebook one day? What was the relationship pre kind of joining forces?
Yeah, we went to the same university, right? So so he was 1 year higher than me. So we met through an organization we were both working in. So that's kind of like where we first met. And, you know, we had different projects together in the student organization side, and as well as on, like, you know, we tried to start some businesses back then. Not many of them went actually anywhere, but we planned a few things, found a few projects. And yeah, it was after when we both graduated, again, Fran said, like, he started his own VA agency. I did Facebook ads, and we still continued to kind of like touch base, you know, share kind of insights with each other. And we just saw this opportunity to kind of like work together, because we saw that, you know, there's this gap in the market that, you know, there are a few people here and there who would ask us, like, you know, how did you guys really, why is everything so streamlined? Like, you know, when we share stuff within the masterminds we were in, people would ask like, hey, how do you guys do that? Why is it so streamlined? Why do you onboard people so quickly, new clients and things like that? So we were like, okay, there seems to be, you know, some demand for it, for that information. So let's see if we can kind of like serve the market and, you know, build a business around it. And 1.5 years later, here we are. It's working out pretty good.
Yeah, nice. So what is some of that secret sauce, without giving away the secret sauce? What was that stuff where people like, I need to know how you built a system or an onboarding process? What are you finding are the key things that other agencies just haven't quite got implemented yet? With like, mm-hmm, I need that thing, and these are the guys that are gonna help me get that implemented in my business.
Yeah, so by far onboarding is the biggest thing that we see a lot of issues, right, kind of stem from, right? So I've been a customer and a client myself from other agencies, and it's like it's horrible, right? It's like you put in $1,000 or a couple thousand or whatever it is, and it's like you don't know what's next. It's like you have to wait for the agency to tell you what to do. And it's like you do one thing, and it's like a couple of days go by, and it's like, all right, what's next? So there's kind of like that lag time, right? And so one of the things that we kind of build for clients is really that red carpet onboarding experience, right? Where it's like the moment a client pays, it's like, you know, next steps are immediately right there, right? Welcome email gets sent out. Everything that you need to do, right, to onboard this client, it's super clear, right? And that kind of impresses a lot of clients as well, because it's like, you know, when you're dropping couple of grand for a service, it's like you expect something to happen right away, or you don't want to wait for another 24 hours, 48 hours to get something done. So that's really where we started. Like our first set of clients in Agency Rocket Fuel, you know, it's like the main thing that we fixed has always been onboarding. Like how do you automate that? You improve that, streamline that. And, you know, 60, 70 plus clients later, it's like we're still, that's still the main problem that we're trying to fix. And that's always been an issue that, you know, we see a lot of agencies struggle with.
Mm-hmm. So is that they don't have a particular system for that? Or is it that they just haven't thought about that part of the business? They just don't really they haven't got a strategy around that. They're just kind of getting the money and getting to work. Well, what is it about? What's actually missing? We talk about systems, but tangibly, what is that? Is it, like I said, it's an automated email sequence that goes out? It's a phone call. What it's a report? What's the stuff that's actually missing in that part of the process?
Yeah, I would say the key one is, I would say there are three key things that most people are missing. So first one is the automation itself, which is like when you close someone, usually you're the one scrambling and trying to create the folders, getting the proposal out there, getting payment in, getting sending the client your intake questionnaire, whatever agency you kind of run, every agency has it, getting access. These are all things you do manually that are actually possible to automate. So that's number one. So automating the process of creating these assets that you create every single time you onboard a client. And trust me, there it's the same across every client you've done. Even if you've never tried it before, if you just give some time to think about it. Oh yeah, I do make like, you know, the same folders, the same documents every time I onboard a client. So that's number one, automating that. Number two is sending that welcome email Fran talked about, that you don't want, you know, the client to be hanging. And then that welcome email, it's not just like, you know, hey, thanks for sending me like $3,000 for whatever I'm doing. See you. So not something like that, but more of like. Yeah. I think there are probably 2 to 3 key things we add in there. Number one is we want to build a relationship. So in the welcome email, we want to make sure we share some sort of story or let them know that we're on their side. Number two is we set expectations and say, hey, yeah, we have a process. We do all these things. But as with any agency, if not most agencies, you know, not everything, like it's going to be a partnership. Like no matter how you do it, like you're going to need buy-in from the client to do certain things. So you have to set that expectation early on. And lastly, you need to tell them what's next steps, right? So those three things for the welcome email. And the third thing, so automation, welcome email, the third, or communication in general, I would say number two is. Number three is setup of project management. So what you don't want to be doing is, you know, when you onboard someone, usually most agency owners, they figure out as they go. It's like, okay, I got someone new. Okay, let me pull up my notes app. What do I have to do next? I'm going to, you know, do this, this, this. I'm going to send, you know, the access to my developer to do this. I'm going to send the brief to my media buyer to do that. So people usually figure it out on the fly. And it's hard to do that because, like, you know, you're in the middle of building your business or running your business. So like the next day you're going to be doing other sales calls. You're going to forget all these things. So the third component is during the onboarding, you should have some automation or some sort of setup that in a few button clicks, you're able to basically lay out what you have to do next. Because if you have the right service in terms of like, you know, you've standardized it, you've niched down, just a whole another topic, you should be able to say that, okay, after I onboard a client, this is step one, step two, step three, and I have to do it on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and not have to figure it out as you go. Like you should know what's next. So I think those are the three more mechanical, like tangible stuff that we see is missing from most agencies.
Yeah, no, I love that. It's really succinct. And as you said, there's that whole other conversation of that whole process becomes a lot easier when you've got a niche and you, like we do SEO for real estate companies, and every project is pretty much, right, it's in the ballpark of being the same delivery. So it is quick to set up and have that stuff systemized. Obviously a lot harder when every customer is custom and it's SEO today, then it's a website tomorrow, it's real estate, and then it's mortgage brokers and it's finance.
That was me 4 years ago. Yeah, that was me.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think a lot of agencies, they start there, and it's a great place to start, right? It's to kind of figure out, right, what am I great at? What do I enjoy? Where's the lowest hanging fruit of clients for me to bring in? All of that's great. But then, yeah, you didn't eventually want to get to that convergent, really focused of, we do this for that, and that's what we do. And obviously, that's going to make the processes that you're talking about a lot easier to do and automate, because you know, they said Monday we do this, Wednesday this goes out, Friday this goes out. In terms of platform, is this using platforms like ClickUp, Go High Level? That seems to be really popular. Do you recommend specific tools for this stuff, or is it whatever the agency is using, you can sort of backload this stuff into whatever technical tool or software that they're using? Or do you make recommendations and kind of have it all systemized, go just plug and play this into something like ClickUp?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so kind of like our thought process to that is, you know, just to give some background, like we use Asana, like we've been using it for the last 5 years. That's been like our main project management tool. 80% of our clients use that. However, there's always that 20% of like clients that maybe they've been using a particular tool, say Monday or ClickUp or whatever, for the X number of years, right? And so it doesn't make sense to kind of like shift that to a whole new system.
Yeah.
But if you're not married to one thing, you know, we do kind of recommend Asana, but it's like, at the end of the day, it's like, regardless of what tool you're using, it's like, they all do the same thing, right? They all organize your tasks. They all kind of put it in one central database and all that. So, I mean, there's a couple of tools that you'll need, right? Obviously you'll need a project management tool, like ClickUp, Asana and all that. You'll need something that ties all of your apps together, an automation tool like Zapier or Integromat, right? In terms of tracking your KPIs, right? You'll probably need something to pull data in, like Supermetrics and all that. But at the end of the day, it's like, it doesn't matter what tool you use, right? As long as you understand like what are the major kind of like frameworks, right? To actually systematize things. So like for us in our program, it's like we're kind of like the masters of automation. So it's like whatever tool you're using, we'll kind of figure it out, right? We'll figure out how to streamline that, how to automate that, and how to put things together, right? Because those are the, like, that's a challenging thing for business owners, because it's like what ends up happening is, you know, they start their business. It's like they just try to grind and hustle and try to put everything together. And it's like they reach a point in their growth where it's like, okay, now I have all these tools. It's like, how do I glue this together? And that's kind of like where we come in, where we kind of help clients. So.
Yeah, I think that's a major problem for every business, not just agencies, but particular agencies, when you're trying to just, there's so many options out there, right? And maybe you've got a Monday subscription and an Asana subscription. You end up with all of these things. And you're like, now I've got to try and just patch all this stuff together in the back end through Zap, 13,000 Zaps going, plugging everything together, and it just becomes a bit of a nightmare to manage. So in terms, we sort of covered a few of the platforms in terms of what you want them to do. What are the sort of essential, if I want the essential agency starter pack, if I want, you know, a CRM, you sort of mentioned the project management side, what are the core essentials that I want to get set up? So, and if I've got more than this, like, let me just eliminate everything down to something that's manageable. What does that generally look like for an agency? What's the starter pack?
Gotcha. Yeah, go ahead. And then you go ahead. I was just going to say, we created like this whole 7 systems webinar that it's free, and it's like an hour and a half long webinar where it's like we dive into the 7 essential systems that every agency should have implemented. And we even go as far as like actually like showing them how to build it. So we're happy to kind of share that to your group. And then maybe Rainer, you can chat more about like, you know, what those, I mean, out of the 7, like what the really core kind of systems are. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah. I would say, you know, to really make it down to the essentials, right? So at the minimum, you need a way to communicate. Everyone uses Gmail, so use whatever you use. Second is a place to store stuff, right? You'll always be storing stuff no matter what kind of agency, web, Facebook ads, whatever it is. And last, you need a tool to kind of manage the project. So I think number 3 is probably the most key that most people don't have. Like that's the last thing, right? They maybe get Slack and they give instructions to their team on Slack and stuff. Hey, can you do this, do that? I know some agencies that run purely on Messenger even. Like they have their team on Messenger and stuff. And that could work for a bit. And it's, if you have a growing agency and you're able to make it work like that, that's a big, I guess that's a big congratulations to you for being able to pull it off. It's an achievement. But imagine how much efficiency you would have had if you had something like these systems in place, right? So I think if you ask me what's the one thing, it would be project management. And if you ask me what tool to use, like Fran said earlier, we use Asana. But in the end, we don't really recommend like We would recommend for you to try what's out there. You know, every person has different kind of like taste in what works for them, because it really depends on all your experiences from the past, right? Maybe you used a tool in a previous work situation that's very similar to ClickUp. So of course you might really feel much better when you jump into ClickUp and it's like, oh, it all feels natural. Feels natural not because ClickUp is great, it's because you've had experiences in the past that aligns well with what ClickUp offers, right? Because all the tools are great. Asana, Trello, whatever it is, Teamwork, Basecamp. There's so many tools available, but I do recommend that you test it out and see which one aligns best with your use case and how you use it. Because in the end, the most important factor when it comes to tool is that you use it, right? It doesn't matter if you use something like ClickUp, which has so many features, but you end up not using it daily at all because maybe it just doesn't align well, right? So you got to use a tool that you're comfortable with using every day and that you're sure you can commit to, right? Doesn't matter if you switch down the line because you feel like it's not right. As long as you committed to it daily and you're like, okay, I'm going to give this a shot. I'm going to use it every day to manage my business. Then maybe you just see it's not a good fit and you switch, that's fine. Right? But as long as you're using it every day, don't like, you know, use a tool, you know, go through its onboarding, put some tasks in and just jump off and go back to Slack and like give instructions there. Right. So, yeah. So about tool, use what's most comfortable to you.
Mm. Yeah, I love that. I think that's just good advice, right? The same with if you're trying to build a habit or make any kind of change, if you don't actually do the thing every day, what's the point of having it? So you can have all the fancy bells and whistles, but if you don't actually use it, it's kind of defunct, right? So love that approach you're taking. You're relatively platform agnostic, and you can come in and help an agency kind of stitch together whatever they have. But yeah, I love that idea that you want to find something that, like for me, it's when I choose platform, I often just go with what looks sexier, right? The interfaces, I love a beautiful interface. If the buttons are nice and it just has that nice UX feel, that's, you know, important for me. I'd rather use that than something that might have more features, but it kind of looks a bit shitty, right? Exactly. So those kinds of decisions, it can get quite personal. But all of that stuff has pretty similar functionality. It's just sort of working out what you've had experience with and what's going to work for your agency. And in my history, probably use all of the project management systems. And, yeah, they're all quite different when you get into them, even though the functionalities, they can just feel different. So I think that's, like you said, it's important to sort of a bit of trial and error, but decide on something and just kind of crack on with it, make a decision relatively quickly and actually start using it. When agencies do get this stuff right, what happens inside their agency? What are sort of the benefits on the back end of getting some of this stuff systemized, having everything, you know, in a core? I've got my file saved here, I've got my project management, it's all automated. How does that affect the effectiveness and the performance of an agency from your experience?
Time and sanity. Those are the biggest things, right? So I'm sure like with you, like you teach peak performance, right, for clients. And it's like for us, it's like once you have all these systems in place, you can finally get your time back, right? One of our clients, he's able to scale up to 70, 80K a month with like, what, 3 team members and then including himself, so like 4, right? It's a very lean team. And he's just like, we had a meeting with him earlier and it's like, he's just happy with where he's at, right? He's profitable. He's able to take vacations with his family. If he needs to step away from the business, he can because he has his team in place to take care of the business for him, right? And so that's really it. Like the money is a byproduct of life. Like it's just it's second, right? Because at the end of the day, it's like we want to build an industry where agency owners aren't like burned out and stressed out all the time. Like that's been our main value proposition, right? Where it's like we're gonna help businesses automate so that they don't feel overwhelmed, they don't work 100 hours a week, right? Because you don't have to. Because what's interesting is we've kind of studied this, right? When we do, like we ask our clients to kind of track their time, and it's like when they say they're working 50 60 70 hours a week, but when you really dive into it, it's like 50% of that is just them clicking buttons and it's just them doing admin stuff. So they're not even working on the business, they're not thinking about it, they're not like trying to make it grow. It's just them doing busy work.
Yeah.
And so once you have all these things in place, so that's the thing.
Yeah, I think it's super, super critical that just distraction management, right? And getting that time back of I said, you click one button and the whole account gets set up rather than spending 2 hours like, oh, okay, what did I do last time? what did I name that file? What system's it on? Which backup drive is that client work on? You know, all that kind of stuff just eats up energy. It eats up attention. And he said, in an average day, you know, average performer works an eight-hour day but actually gets, you know, 1 or 2 hours of actual work done in that time because of this kind of stuff, right? You're trading off attention for unimportant stuff, for busy work, not actually going, I'm going to spend 8 hours, but that 8 hours is going to be perfectly crisp on the stuff that's actually going to drive my business forward and not faffing around with technology or setting stuff up. So do you, in terms of how you work with clients, you sort of say you have done with you and done for you or and training sort of, how does that sort of work? And what are those two or what do those aspects look like? Are you helping them set this stuff up? Are you just giving them the processes? Are you training to, or are you doing a combination of all those things depending on what the agency needs?
Yeah, Rainer, you want to take that?
Yeah, sure. So so at first we wanted to build like a program that was completely done with you. Like where, you know, we were filled up with agency work already. We've been in the path of like having people, you know, doing stuff and doing. So we wanted to build some sort of maybe course maybe, or maybe a coaching program that's a bit less hands-on, so more hands-off, where we can still give the value that we wanted to. So that was our intention to start. But then as we started learning the market more and trying to serve it to the best we can, we really saw that it was tough because the people that needed our help the most already were the people that had no time, right? So for us to give them like a 10-hour course to watch, you know, 20 videos to learn how to automate their business, they barely even have an hour already at this point because of their growth or whatever it is, right? So because of that, we leaned more towards the done-for-you aspect over time. And I would say in the more recent months, we've really embraced it and said, okay, we are a done-for-you program. And we do build out all these automations. So what does the client do in terms of where's the with you part, right? What we want to really impart, and that's the reason why we want to go coaching and more course related at the start, is because we know for a fact that the biggest problem here is not the fact that the agency owner does not have systems. It's because they don't know how to think in systems yet. Okay, so it's not really the idea that, oh, they don't have an automation, they don't have a welcome email, they don't have this and that. It's not that, because in the end, like if you solve the problem in the root cause, somehow that the person will be able to figure out in the future. So we wanted to impart that knowledge that, hey, here's a new way to think about things. You know, it's not really just client A is here, client B is there. You got to work on their stuff. That's it. You as a freelancer, or even, you know, an agency owner or even a freelancer, you can start thinking about your business separate from you, as a separate entity from yourself, and looking at it. Okay, that's how it works. That's how it's delivering these certain deliverables to clients. It's how it's affecting my time. How can I optimize it in a way that's going to reduce the time I spend while maximizing the value I give to clients and maximizing the value it gives to the company, in a sense, like, you know, shareholder equity and stuff. But that's the with you part, right? So we have group coaching calls and all that with our clients. And that's what we try to impart, that, you know, it's so easy to be sucked into your business on a day-to-day basis. You know, it is, you know, one day you have no emails, the next day you have 30 from all your clients and you got to get sucked in, you got to do all these things, right? But it's important, despite that, you got to be able to step back and think like, how does my business operate? What are the different levers that I have to pull and push to create different outcomes without me having to be there all the time, right? So that would be the with you aspect. And we have an entire course actually as well on how to build all the automations. But a key part of the early modules are, how do you think like this and why it's important to think like this? And we try to reinforce that throughout the entire time we work together with the client, because then our team takes care of building everything, as long as you give us what we need as well. Of course, logins, access, explaining how your system works, or at least how it kind of, what you want out of it. So we can then build the right automations to supplement them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I love that approach. I think that's a winning formula when you can teach someone how to think, and then also give them the tactical support of, you know, we'll do the minutia, we'll set stuff up for you. But yeah, giving them that systems thinking of how to think about this stuff, that alone can, you know, sort of expand their consciousness and give them just a different perspective on how they start to think about their business, which, yeah, I think is a winning formula, but really, really important. And a lot of people in the market miss that piece. they sort of they get too focused on the thing and the doing and the action, and they forget that teaching somebody how to think is a really valuable asset, because that'll help them, as you said, think about other parts of the business or their life, right? It sort of expands how they can start to think and act in other areas of their business. So yeah, really, really cool stuff, guys. If people are interested in finding out more about Agency Rocket Fuel, if they're looking to get automations and stuff built into their businesses, where's the best place for people to come and connect with you?
Yeah, so two places. One is obviously you can visit agencyrocketfuel.com. They'll give you a lot of insight as to what we do, our methodology, and all that. But if you're not quite ready yet to kind of take it to the next level, we do have a free Facebook group where it's like, we do a lot of trainings. Like we probably have 60 or 70 hours worth of content there, where it's like a lot of people, they come in, they consume that, and they start building their own systems and automations. And we give that all away for free. So you could check out our Facebook group called the 7-Figure Agency System Strategies. It's a longer name, but you'll know it's the right one because the cover photo is like a mission control of a spaceship or something like that. So you'll know where it is. Yeah.
Awesome. And I'll drop all those links in the show notes so you guys can listen at home. You can click on those links and go check out that. I think that sounds like a really valuable resource. And the you're talking about before, that sort of seven steps of the seven key right. things to get built into your business. As an agency, whether you're just getting started and you're putting this stuff in place at the beginning, or if you're kind of halfway down the road to hell and you need to come back and sort of fix what you're doing, sounds like the guys have some really, really cool systems to actually help you get this stuff implemented and create that freedom, right? Reduce some cognitive load, start performing better, buy back some time, buy back some energy and attention to put into the strategy, the business dev, whatever that is you want to do in your business. So real, really, really critical stuff, guys. I think what you're doing is really beneficial for businesses, particularly for agencies that are really busy. Appreciate you dropping in, spending the time. Really interesting conversation. So yeah, thanks for swinging by the show.
Chris, thanks for having us.
Thank you, Chris. Have a great time.
Pleasure. No pleasure, guys. And thanks, everyone, for tuning in at home. Hope that was valuable. I think there's some really, really good insights and takeaways. And again, I'll drop those links so you can go grab that free training and work out just how you can start to implement some of this stuff in your business. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being here, guys. We'll see you on the next one.